Good morning, everyone. We're looking at a News in Focus article posted on sermonaudio.com entitled Food Pantries Prayers Violate Federal Rules. Posted to by Tim Evans is the author on USA Today, usatoday.com. The article is coming to us from Seymour, Indiana. And again, today is Wednesday, March 27th, 2012. And we're coming out of Fayetteville, North Carolina this morning. Food pantry volunteer Shirley Sears patiently walks a young woman through a series of questions on an application for emergency assistance. After they complete the form, Sears tells the woman she has one more question. Is there anything Sears asks that you would like us to pray with you about? Yes, the woman replies without hesitation, reaching across the small desk that separates them. Sears grasps the woman's hands and begins to pray. That scene has been repeated thousands of times over the past 15 years inside this small southern Indiana food pantry operated by a nonprofit Community Provisions of Jackson County. This month, the practice was found to be against federal policy, leaving the pantry's founder with a Solomon-like choice. Stop the prayers or give up truckloads of free food provided through the Federal Emergency Food Assistance Program. Paul Brock, who started the faith-based pantry in 1997, refused to order his volunteers to quit asking recipients whether they wanted to pray. The federal food was suspended while the sides discussed a compromise. So the bottom line is the federal government found out through a group of inspectors that praying was going on inside this food pantry, and that part of the money, part of the funding that the food pantry received was from the federal government, and the government intervened and put a stop, or is attempting to put a stop, to praying inside a food pantry that receives federal funding. You understand this is the way it works. This is the way the federal government manipulates its power over the states. This is, we simply withhold funding. We do it with all kinds of areas. Make sure that you're clearly aware of how this works. This is the speed limit we want to have on the highways. You don't get to decide what speed limit you want unless you do it this speed or set it at this speed. No money for the highways. Or this is the curriculum we want taught at the public schools. If you don't want to teach this curriculum, no money. This is the agenda that we have. This is the direction we want you to go as a state. If you don't go this direction, no federal money. I mean, it's the big bully holding over the small state and manipulating the desired effect by withholding money. Imagine the scenario here. Is there anything that I can pray with you about? No, I'm fine. Well, thank you very much. End of discussion. That's it. The owner of the food pantry or the leader of the food pantry made it abundantly clear that no one is ever turned away, that the prayer is simply an opportunity to minister to the person if they want it or don't. Consider where we're at with this. Consider where we as a nation are at with this idea. The Congress can assemble for prayer after the Twin Towers are taken down by militant radical fundamentalists on the steps of the buildings in Washington, D.C., and pray and pray and pray. But a volunteer cannot ask another fellow citizen if he or she would like to pray at a food pantry that receives about 15% of its total sources of food from the federal government. Consider every day, all over the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, chaplains are leading soldiers in prayer everywhere, all the time. Before jumps on Fort Bragg, before military operations at memorial services, before combat operations in Afghanistan, before combat operations in Iraq, before serious deliberation, God is being asked to bless and intervene in a special way. I'm trying to show you the double standards that are just permeating our society, just taking over our society, the ridiculousness of this entire article to use this government source of funding for the food pantry as a means of making sure that less prayer is happening in America. And yet at the same time, we're asking God to bless America. God bless America. God bless America. God bless America. What a double standard. What an incredibly ridiculous double standard. Okay, listen to this.
God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
God bless our
God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
God bless the United States of America.
God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
All right, what's going on here? Every president that you know of is continually petitioning God to bless America. And yet those same administrations have cronies networked throughout the administration making sure that prayer doesn't happen in a food pantry. What is going on? It's okay. It's okay for federal money to go towards Planned Parenthood. It's okay for federal money to go towards programs that promote a LGBT agenda. But when a person walks into a food pantry and is asked a very simple question, is there anything we can pray for you about, that suddenly disqualifies the food pantry from receiving funding, is absurd. It's absolutely absurd. Don't you see the hypocrisy with me? Don't you see the hypocrisy? Thanks for listening. Have a great day.